This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are getting ready for a recall election, and already some famous people are starting to throw their name into the ring. Will Governor Gavin Newsom be booted or not? It is on in the gubernatorial recall election. Besides that, getting booted federally on the federal side in Washington, Liz Cheney could be toast as far as being the leader of the Republican push. There has been a wild political standoff that's intensified since Cheney led a group of 10 House Republicans voting with Democrats to impeach Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. She may pay the ultimate price. Kevin McCarthy was caught on a hot mic saying he's tired of Liz Cheney. And Derek Chauvin's attorney is filing for a new trial because of a juror and the fact that a juror was part of a Black Lives Matter protest. Will that matter to the judge? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, what a way to kick off the week. Let's start with California and the recall election. It's going to happen. There's no question about that, because you just had to have enough under state law. Any elected official could be subjected to a recall. To trigger that recall, you have to have a certain amount of signatures from registered voters within a certain time period. They got those signatures. It's going to happen. So does it mean that someone like Caitlyn Jenner will get enough votes, have enough push, that perhaps the woman that once was the star of the Olympics as a man named Bruce ends up becoming the governor of California? But whoa, let's put on the brakes, because this is just the start of this. And who knows if Gavin Newsom will actually be recalled or not. But the first political ad came out for Caitlyn Jenner. Take a listen to this.
Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner is now entering a new race for the governor of California.
I've always been a dreamer.
California was once the envy of the world. We had what everyone else wanted. The American dream grew up here. Yet career politicians and their policies have destroyed that dream. It's been locked away, closed, shuttered, left in the dark, burned down. The government is now involved in every part of our lives. They've taken our money, our jobs, and our freedom. California needs a disruptor, a compassionate disruptor. I came here with a dream 48 years ago to be the greatest athlete in the world. Now I enter a different kind of race, arguably my most important one yet, to save California. I want to carry the torch for the parents who had to balance work and their child's education, for business owners who were forced to shut down, for pastors who were not able to be with their congregation, for the family who lost their home in a fire, for an entire generation of students who lost a year of education. This past year has redefined our career politicians as elitists and the people of California as the warriors, the kings, and the angels. We never take kindly to glass ceilings here. Instead, we shatter them.
This one's way out there.
We're the trailblazers, the innovators. California is facing big hurdles. Now, we need leaders who are unafraid to leap to new heights. Who are unafraid to challenge and to change the status quo.
I want to prove that it is absolutely possible if we only do it together.
California, it's time to reopen our schools, reopen our businesses, reopen the Golden Gates. So I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, I'm running to be governor for all Californians. To reclaim our true identity, to bring back the gold to the Golden State.
What a tremendous victory!
Now is the time to achieve that summit, to be the shining city on the hill, and together we'll restore and renew the California dream.
It's about what happens from here. It's not just about one person. It's about all of us.
By the way, California, you're going to pay for it. The special statewide election is going to cost $400 million. That, give or take, breaks down to about 18 bucks per voter. So that's what happens when you want to boot the governor. And will Caitlyn Jenner become the next governor or somebody else in the Golden State? Who knows? It's happened before. That's how Arnold was elected. Maybe it happens this time around. We'll see. The signatures are there. If Newsom survives the recall, which polling suggests might happen, he'll have yet another fundraising task in front of him in 2022. So because in his initial run for governor, he raised more than $37 million. So those numbers will climb even higher because of this special election, because of the recall push. Wow. In Washington, the push is on the Republican side of things to dump Liz Cheney from a leadership position. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy wants his party to stand firmly with Trump despite his claims about the election being stolen from him. So number three Republican leader on the Hill, Liz Cheney, is trying to steer the party from the former president's claim about his defeat and going in a different direction. And it became more apparent than ever that there is not room for both of these things. So her political future is in peril. McCarthy on a hot mic was caught saying pretty much she's toast. He didn't quite use those words, but he's sick of her. That's close enough. So she may get the boot from that spot, and it's been intensifying. Absolutely. There's no question about it. A lot of Republicans are trying to oust her from her leadership position. They failed to do it in February in the secret party ballot, 145-61, in part because McCarthy urged his troops to remain unified against the Democrats. I don't know that she survives it this time around. Joe Biden wants more vaccinations in arms, especially when it comes to the military. We're going to talk with somebody about what that looks like and can there really be a push to demand that soldiers get vaccinated.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is sponsored by Amazon. If you're looking for ways to make healthy meals this summer while staying budget conscious, check out online grocery delivery from Amazon. Amazon Fresh is your grocery destination, from fresh summer fruit to snacks, meat, seafood, beverages, baby food, and more. It has everything you need for everyday meals to summer barbecues. Plus, if you're a SNAP recipient, you can access Amazon's low prices, vast selection, and convenient home delivery while using your benefits with no minimum spend or membership required. Nancy Dalton, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the importance of access to healthy and nutritious food.
Amazon understands the importance of food accessibility and is committed to helping all customers access fresh groceries. SNAP recipients can use their benefits to purchase nutritious, fresh, and high-quality ingredients, as well as staples for their families, all while saving money and time.
SNAP recipients can also access exclusive deals on popular brands like Happy Belly, 365 Everyday Value, Honest Diapers, and more. To learn more, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Some who serve in the military feel like it'd be a kick in the head if they are forced to get a vaccine. President Biden declared a new goal on Tuesday that 70% of adults will have at least one coronavirus vaccine shot by the 4th of July. The White House is really wrestling with how to send Americans a message. A normal life is within reach if you get vaccinated, but the crisis is far from over, so don't fully relax your guard. One of the things that has gotten under his skin is what's happening with those in the military who don't want to get vaccinated. And how do we know that? Because if you look at some of the surveys that have been done, there was one that I talked about the other week that found that 40% of Marines are not going to take the vaccine. So that would equate to about 48,000 of the 123,000 Marines declining the shot when offered the chance to receive it. In our virtual green room right now, Paul Siegert is with us, and he's a managing partner at PCS Advisors. It's an employee healthcare benefits consulting firm. And check this out. He's in Northern California, but he also served in the Army as a trained Russian intelligence analyst. Paul, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you think happens when it comes to the military? I mean, he's saying he's going to leave it up to the armed forces to decide, but he hasn't ruled out requiring the vaccine. What do you think happens here?
Well, it wouldn't shock me if they did require it, and they would be within their right to do that. When I went into the military, I couldn't count all the vaccines I got on two hands, and I didn't even know what they all were. But that was part of the deal when I signed up. I was in a way, I became government property and gave up certain rights. Interestingly, any employer really has the ability to require the vaccine. The difference is, of course, in the private sector, you can choose to not stay employed there a little more easily than when you're in the military.
Yeah,
so it would shock me if they did require it.
And do you think so? That me either. I don't think that he wants to really push that, though. I think he wants that to be, like when he says, he leaves it up to the armed forces. He doesn't want that to blow back on him, so to speak.
Right.
For other people to jump on it and say, well, see, here you go again, taking away rights of people who serve the country. But
right.
you made a good point. I mean, it is true, right? You sign up and that's what happens. You become a pincushion whether you like it or not. And if that becomes mandatory, that's what will happen. And I can't imagine that you would see, I mean, would that, you know, dump numbers even more of people who decide they're not going to go into the military? I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening too much. I think it's interesting when I look at the whole conversation that we tend to have around the pandemic and vaccination and the vaccine hesitancy and maybe more specifically herd immunity. We don't talk a lot about the fact that getting who's at high risk, which I think could be a really useful ongoing conversation even after the pandemic about our lifestyle and the chronic illnesses that we've kind of brought upon ourselves. When you look at that group of people in the military, I mean, my whole business is looking at risk. And when you look at the people that are in the military, if they were to be at high risk for complications from COVID or a serious case of COVID, they would really be booted out of the military because they wouldn't meet the physical standards that the military requires. They're, you know, 78% of the people that have serious illness as a result of COVID or were hospitalized or died of COVID were overweight or obese, which that, you know, they're not allowed to be in the military. So to me, it's an interesting conversation that we're having. It's a very low risk group. And so maybe it would be better to focus on some of those groups that are high risk, which for the most part have already been vaccinated.
Yeah, and that's interesting in talking about that. And I mentioned, and you said it, you look at risk. So as somebody who does this, who consults for a living, I can imagine that COVID, the pandemic, the vaccines, all of that has played into what you do a lot, has it?
Absolutely. When we look at the cost of health care in this country, the things that are driving the high risk factors for COVID are the same things that for many years have been accelerating the cost of healthcare in this country. And that's one part of it. Then another part that we've observed is looking back at this past year and all of the shutdowns that we've gone through and just drastic changes in our lives. Claims were down 70%. Our healthcare providers did a lot less, provided a lot less healthcare. You know, hospitals other than their COVID wards were largely empty. And so claims were down. Insurance companies actually did fantastic through the COVID era. And the cost that was associated with COVID was really dwarfed by the postponed care, that a lot of which may not reappear in the system.
So when you look at risks, and you mentioned it, being overweight, et cetera, are there companies, there was a push at one time for a lot of companies to say, hey, we'll give you a free gym membership, we'll do a couple of other things, they call it wellness,
right.
You know, they didn't flat out call people on, let's get on scales and all of that, but there was incentive to get in shape and to lose weight. Do you think when we come back to whatever this new normal is, as you see from your point of view and what you do, will there be more of that offered again?
Well, I hope there's more focus on wellness, on healthy living. And I think we've seen the power of the media. The mainstream media has really attacked this issue. And I think part of the reason we have the high vaccine hesitancy that we're dealing with is the highly politicized nature of this whole conversation. And that's been unfortunate. We haven't really given people the facts. We've given them the facts we think they need to hear to influence their behavior. And that has changed throughout the process. And that's, I think, increased hesitancy when this whole, these vaccines vaccines are a marvel of modern science and are safe and are just overall impressive. It's one of the great feats of our time that we've done this. So I hope we can focus, use that same power that's led to some, I think, some unfortunate outcomes. If we could learn from that and be willing to have an honest conversation as a country and use that power instead to influence people to make good decisions around their health, that'll play a big role in getting this whole, this fifth of our economy that's inflationary under control. Wellness programs specifically is an interesting conversation in and of itself. There really isn't a single program out there that can show and prove an ROI because people just, they don't change that much. And so, you know, that's kind of an interesting conversation in and of itself, but
right.
We haven't seen measurable results from that.
Yeah, too bad. That would be good if you did. And like you said, I mean, healthcare, health insurance, fifth of the economy, right? Fifth of the economy.
It's massive.
Massive.
And there's so much we can do there that we're not doing. I mean, we've never had the political will, unfortunately, and perhaps this is a moment where we could have some of this conversation, regardless of a person's politics, when either party has had the ability to make big systemic changes that could help this problem in terms of the fact that the cost of health care, the payroll deductions that are coming out of people's checks have far outpaced any pay raises they've gotten. It's a huge, huge issue. And all we seem to talk about is expanding access to insurance, but not addressing the real cost of care that's so out of control.
Yeah. Boy, I so agree. We'll have to have you back on and talk about that. And I agree with you on the vaccine. It is a modern marvel. I don't understand the politicalization of this at all. And, you know, as soon as I could do it, I got both of my shots, and I feel great. And I just traveled for the first time, and I've talked to so many other people as well. But I know there's people listening to us that absolutely want nothing to do with a vaccine. There is massive hesitancy for sure.
That's for sure. We're still at 1 in 4 that won't, that say they definitely will not get the vaccine. And I don't want to, what I'm about to say isn't intended to discourage people from getting the vaccine. It's safe. You know, there's 1 in 60,000 people will have some sort of a reaction or incident to it. It's very low. The blood clotting events that we saw with the J&J vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine are, you're twice as likely to get hit by lightning as to have one of those events. But I, as a kind of a point of optimism in the whole conversation, you can get immunity from getting the vaccine. You can also get immunity from getting the disease itself. And the CDC's own research, which is amongst the most conservative sources.
Yeah. It shows that you're absolutely right. Paul Seeger, thank you so much. You can look him up at PCS Advisors. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one shot by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one dose. He also announced a plan to reach out to those who are more hesitant to get a vaccine. That includes sending shots to pediatricians and family doctors.
We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during the following weeks, so parents and their children can talk to their family doctor about it and get the shot from a provider they trust the most. Easy, fast, and free.
And India has suspended its most popular sports tournament as COVID cases continue to surge around the country. The Premier League cricket tournament was suspended Tuesday after several players tested positive for the virus. India recorded more than 350,000 new infections on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. One of the jurors in the Derek Chauvin trial is under scrutiny after admitting in an interview that he'd attended a Black Lives Matter rally in Washington, D.C. Tim Berg has the story.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized a guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck / BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousin show the t-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a man who tried to drive through the gates of the CIA's headquarters has died of injuries sustained after he was shot by guards. The CIA says Roy Gordon Cole was known to them because he had tried to enter the Langley, Virginia compound before. Officials say there were questions about his mental health then. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Yes, we have kicked open the door to the man cave, and we have some giveaways. I want to congratulate Tim and Jake and Doug and Donna and Mary. Mary listening to us in West Virginia, by the way. She says, I love it when you give big shout-outs to West Virginia. A couple of you have said that. So I have some relatives that live in West Virginia. But all of them won copies, and they're in a big drawing. They won copies of New York Times bestselling author John Grisham's new book, Sully, that takes you to a different kind of court in his first basketball novel. Samuel Suleiman is a young, talented big hooper with dreams and even bigger challenges off the court, from his drive to succeed on the court to devastating news of the civil war in his home country of the Sudan and his determination to bring his family to America. Suli is a gripping, moving story. This novel shows John Grisham's storytelling power. And boy, I know it. And nobody tells a better story than John Grisham. So here's the thing. Because I have a bunch to give away, if you go to katedelaneyradio.com and just go to contact and say, Sully me, S-O-O-L-E-Y, I will send you something back, and you will exchange your address with me, and I'll send you a copy of the book if you're one of the first 25. So we still have some left to give away. The grand prize, would be a library of John Grisham's sports titles, because he's written some other sports books. Bleachers, Playing for Pizza, Calico Joe, and Zooli now is part of that. And I've read all of his books, his legal books and the sports books, and they're just terrific. So go to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, and if you get in time, you could be in the next batch of winners. Sweet! Even the studio audience likes that. Who doesn't like to... Yeah. Listen, Oprah gives away a car. I've got you covered with a great book. John Grisham. Absolutely. Definitely. All right, we're going to scatter shoot in the man cave. That means there's a lot of different kinds of things to talk about when it comes to the sports world. And one of the things I want to say at the top that is hilarious to me, everybody wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I've gotten so many texts about who do you know, what do you see, what are you hearing about Aaron Rodgers, where is he going to go, all this other sort of stuff. But I want to mention this because May 4th became Star Wars Day. New York Yankees fans channeled what they call their inner emperor, Palpatine, and directed anger toward the Houston Astros. When they stepped on the field, one fan screamed at the Astros second baseman, Jose Altuve, taking batting practice. You don't deserve your accolades. Another yelled at Astros third baseman, Alex Bregman. I mean, this is New York. This is the Yankee crowd. Tuesday marked the first day that the crowd at Yankee Stadium had the opportunity to actually express its anger at the Astros for their trash can banging scheme. Remember the whole cheating thing? The scandal broke out about a year ago that both A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora are back from their suspensions for their role in that scandal, and only five players remain from the 2017 World Series champions. But the Yankees didn't forget. They wanted to make sure that everybody knew their displeasure, and they wanted to make sure that it was heard throughout the 7-3 victory for the home team. So you kept seeing that. You kept hearing people yell things out. There was even a guy that came to the stadium wearing a costume of Oscar the Grouch with a tank top that said trash tros, but was told he couldn't wear the outfit in the stadium because of a new policy. But definitely fans were booing and had lots of nasty things to say about the Astros. And again, this goes back to 2017. Yankees manager Aaron Boone said the game felt like a playoff game atmosphere despite the fact that only 10,850 fans were there, but they were loud, proud, and they wanted the Astros to know that they didn't like what happened with the whole cheating thing. Hell hath no fury like an Astros fan. I know I heard that somewhere. I'm not an Astros fan, a Yankees fan, furious with the Astros. The Astro fans don't want anything to do with the conversation. All right, seven teams looking at Aaron Rodgers that they could possibly trade for him. Is this really going to happen? What teams could be in the running for Rodgers? And the Packers, does he really not want to return to the Packers? That would radically change power in the league. It really would. I mean, this is the MVP. This is unprecedented to have this happen. But, it's not impossible that could happen. So there are teams, including Browns, Broncos. Now, come on. The Browns, Broncos, Raiders, Dolphins, Washington, Giants, Titans. You think so? I don't know. I think it's going to happen, though. How do you repair this situation? I think he felt like he was taken for granted by the Packers. That's what the deal was. That's why they all flew out to try to have a conversation with him, and they're trying to placate him is what they're trying to do. But Rodgers apparently won't play for the Packers as long as the guy who's the GM stays in place, because I guess a lot of this anger is being, allegedly, is being thrown at the GM. That, you know, the Packers were interested in restructuring his contract while he wanted a contract extension. I mean, of course, retirement is an option for Rodgers unless the situation can be repaired to his liking. Or is there a path to salvage things? They could salvage things. It seems like this is just a nightmare. I mean, Rodgers' contract has become outdated since the signing of Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes, who tops the NFL pay scale at $45 million per year with a 10-year extension that he signed in the offseason. Dak Prescott, the Cowboys' quarterback, is next in line with 4 years, $160 million, averaging $40 million a year that he got from the boys in March. So an NFL record $95 million fully guaranteed at signing, which includes the largest signing bonus ever at $66 million, is what Prescott's contract is. Rodgers has $66.2 million in the 3 years left on his contract, which doesn't include a $6.8 million roster bonus earned in March on the third of the league year. His remaining 2021 compensation is $14.7 million for a roster bonus and $500,000 for a workout bonus. So he's scheduled to make $25.5 million each year in 2022 and 2023. I don't know if they can save this or he ends up someplace else. I think when he looks at whatever, what he's contributed to the Packers, and he looks at these other contracts, I mean, this is what the whole thing is about. And the way the GM shuffled the deck, he absolutely did not like it. So I don't know if they can mend that fence or not. And, you know, coming off of the draft, it's all about what are teams doing? How are they shifting? And quarterbacks were taken pretty heavily in the first round of the draft. It was a huge year for quarterbacks in that first round. Even Jimmy Garoppolo was asked again and again, reacting to, you know, the 49ers moving up to draft Trey Lance. And it's been a whirlwind for him. Over the past few months, he's watched as they traded up for the number three pick and they get Trey Lance from North Dakota State. The Niners weren't shy about revealing they wanted a more durable piece under center, a quarterback that could withstand more of the punches, leaving Garoppolo's future hanging in the balance. So does he end up someplace else? You know, that's a possibility too. Although he could be the 49ers starter to begin 2021, a trade could also be on the table if they feel like Lance can take the reins out of the gate. So never mind. Garoppolo was asked about a potential return to the New England Patriots. We're back again. So who knows what happens there. Now, you have fragile egos, too, that you have to deal with, although I think Garoppolo handled that pretty well. But that's part of the thing with the MVP. You have the MVP of the league, and he feels like he's not getting the treatment that he should get, meaning Rodgers. So that's how that hangs there. One last one for you. I watched a little golf here and there. Yes, I was one of those people. I watched a little bit of the golf over the weekend, and it got me excited for actually playing again. And I noticed that, you know, it's become a thing for a lot of people, going to public courses, learning how to play the game. I think the pandemic has made it impossible to get some of that golf equipment. So even the hand-me-down kind of stores are running out of it. What's going on? Is there a return to watching and trying to play the great game of golf? That's something to talk about in another Man Cave. Mike Drop coming up next, and the latest on Derek Chauvin.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra, I want to reach out and grab you.
We have the mic drop moment, but before we get there, a couple of headers, if you will. This is a big one. Derek Chauvin on Tuesday requested a new trial after being convicted in April of second-degree murder and other charges in the death of George Floyd. Attorney Eric Nelson says In the motion, Chauvin was denied a fair trial for reasons including prosecutorial and jury misconduct, errors of law at trial that resulted in the jury's verdict that was contrary to the law. Tuesday's motion, an expected development in the case, argues a number of reasons that would justify a new trial. Among the most anticipated, that Judge Peter Cahill should not have denied the defense's request to change the venue of the trial. During that selection, Cahill said he wouldn't delay or move it over concerns that the $27 million settlement for Floyd's family could taint the jury pool. So that was one of them. And then the other thing is looking at jury misconduct. The motion did not mention recent reports that juror Brandon Mitchell participated in an August 28th march in Washington, D.C. to honor Martin Luther King Jr., but they believe that may be one of the reasons for the request. Mitchell was photographed wearing a T-shirt that framed a picture of Martin Luther King with the words, "Get your knee off our necks," and BLM. Mitchell, like all the jurors, filled out a questionnaire regarding his viewpoint on issues like BLM and was asked about it during jury selection. So will this be a problem? I mean, will this be something that will change that or not? And then one reason for the request is also to get potential issues of juror misconduct into the court record, because that's what an appeals court would solely look at for reference in their review of potential issues that would demand a new case. Remember, he's scheduled to be sentenced in June. So we'll see, because Minnesota's attorney general last week filed paperwork asking that he be given a more severe prison sentence in the case, arguing that the former Minneapolis police officer inflicted torturous deadly methods as Floyd pleaded for his life. Does this go anywhere? Who knows? I mean, these are motions, they're filed, and we'll see what, we'll see what happens. All right. This is worth mentioning before we go to the mic drop. One of the most anticipated meteor showers is on the way. Yes. And it is Cinco de Mayo. The forecast calls for the greatest number of the Equirid meteors to hit before dawn. And maybe somewhere between... the 6th to the Equirids are known for their speed, according to NASA. So what does that mean? Get a telescope out and look and you'll see. They travel about 148,000 miles an hour into Earth's atmosphere. Fast meteors can leave glowing trails like bits of debris in the wake of the meteor that lasts several seconds to minutes. So the shower favors the southern hemisphere because the point in the sky from which the meteors appear to come is in the constellation Aquarius, which is higher in the sky in the southern hemisphere. But people in the northern hemisphere can still see and enjoy the shower, with about 10 meteors in an hour expected at their peak. How cool is that? And they get these earth grazers. They're long, and they, like, skim the surface of the earth at the horizon so you can really see it. How fun is that? You probably do need your best telescope, though. And if you're a newbie, you got to give yourself at least an hour for watching the shower, because they come in spurts. And then you have lulls. So it could take as long as 20 minutes for your eyes to adapt to the dark. That's one thing. Moonlight could hamper the viewing of the shower. And you don't necessarily need special equipment, but it does help if you have a telescope. Find a dark, open sky away from artificial lights and sprawl out on a reclining chair. And I read somewhere where they were comparing it to fishing. So sometimes you get a good catch when you get a number of them, and sometimes you don't. So the more you can just kind of look up and relax, the more potential of seeing the shower. It is really cool, though. If you get a chance to see something like that, it's worth it. And if you do see it, call the show and let us know, or at least send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I mean, come on, it's that easy, right? All right, so the mic drop moment. You could say it's two different kinds of powder. So the first powder is this one. Krispy Kreme is filing its IPO paperwork, initial public offering. So the donut company said they have confidentially, now we all know anyway, filed this paperwork related to public offering of their stock with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The number of shares that will be offered and their price range hasn't been determined. The company has been working to remodel its stores in recent years and has also opened lavish locations showcasing the treats. I mean, over the summer, they opened a 4,500-square-foot location in New York City's Times Square with a glaze waterfall, a 24-hour street-side pickup window, exclusive merchandise, a donut-making theater that produces 4,560 donuts an hour, and they're opening other locations in New York City. They're making a big splash. And then they also got attention for saying anybody vaccinated against COVID-19 can get a free donut each day through the end of the year. So if you've got your vaccine, don't forget, you can go get your Krispy Kreme donut. It's interesting to look at what, you know, where they're going. And the fact that they're doing this initial public offering is why I think they're trying to make that bigger splash, I guess. Makes sense to me anyway, right? All right, so the other powder is much different than the powder you might find on a Krispy Kreme donut. A 21-year-old woman was arrested at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport for attempting to smuggle 3 pounds of cocaine hidden in the soles of 7 pairs of shoes. And the U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a news release, shoes are made for walking and not smuggling narcotics. The Georgia woman was returning from Jamaica on Sunday when they pulled her aside for further inspection. And upon examination of her bags, they found a white powdery substance concealed in the bottom of these shoes. It tested positive for cocaine. I saw the images of it. And you had sneakers, sandals, even a pair of wedges. They took the sole of each shoe, and you could see it. You could see where they put in the heel a packet of cocaine in the wedges, and then all throughout the soles of the sneakers, they did that. On a typical day, the border agent sees 3,600 pounds of drugs, and they go to great lengths to conceal drugs. So this is just another way to do it. The amount that they found in the women's shoes has a street value of $40,000. $40,000. Yeah. Mic drop. Oh, I bet she thought she was going to get away with it. Like, they're not going to find it. This is so sneaky. This is what they told me to do. I have it in my shoes. No one's going to know. All right, I'm going to go for the powder on the donuts of Krispy Kreme and their big IPO. I think I prefer that. Although, good for what they're doing in Atlanta. They have a lot of drug-sniffing dogs there, because I went through there a couple times, and they really parade those dogs around. You got to walk by them. I have done that twice in Atlanta, where you're in the lines and you go by because they were probably looking for something. Music means that I got to dash. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.